Hello and welcome to another episode of the David Hessian Podcast. So today, a few different things I want to talk about. But first of all, I just want to thank everyone who's been listening. The listens are going pretty good on the podcast. And if you are enjoying the podcast, please leave a review or post it to your story. Tag me and whoever the guest is that I have on, because I've had some really good guests on the last while and they'd love to get some feedback. So today, I want to talk about a few things that have been going on in my life. And the first one is that I've started doing CrossFit. So if you follow me on Instagram, you definitely know by now that I have become a CrossFitter. I have made fun of CrossFit in the past, you know, kind of as a joke. But yeah, so if you want to make fun of me about it, I completely understand. I've done it myself. But I've started doing CrossFit because I even thought about doing a photo shoot for a while for my business, being like, oh yeah, it's good for it, because it is definitely good for business, being super lean sells, even though it's not the way I want to take my brand. And that was something I really had to think about. So I decided not to do a photo shoot. That, with a lot of other things that went on, ended up with it not happening. But my goal is never to be that super lean person. I like performance and health and how I feel are my goals right now. And to be honest, even there, I had a weekend of kind of drinking because a few friends came over from Ireland. And I just trained every day with CrossFit, and it was like I had no hangover, felt amazing, and I usually get the world's worst hangovers. So I don't recommend using CrossFit so that you can drink more, but it does make you feel a lot better mentally because you're just pushing yourself and killing yourself. It's a good suffering to choose. Also, as I said, I wanted performance goals, and it is definitely a performance-based sport. Something I talked about as well on my Instagram is most people who argue against doing CrossFit, it's because they say you get injured. And I always question people back with saying, name one sport where you can't get in or where you're not likely to get injured. Like, I have scars from playing golf. I got hit in the head with a golf club when I was playing golf one time, not even messing around. I was picking up my stuff and some guy was at the range and he hit me by accident, knocked me clean out, nearly lost my eye. And that was golf. So like, people who play rugby, football, anything like that, you're bound to get like a head injury or a knee injury or something. I've also got hit in the head with a dart. So while playing darts, I walked out in front of someone and got hit in the head with a dart when I was young. So there's literally, you're not safe no matter what you do. So that's a terrible reason not to do a sport, especially because if you do everything correctly, you have a good coach, you have a very small chance of getting injured. Like, of course you can get injured walking on the stairs. You can get injured. Like, there was a soccer player who broke his leg by putting his foot on a coffee table. So like, there's always these freak things that can happen. But if you do everything the best way possible, you can actually use things like CrossFit to prevent injuries, because you become much more physically like well and stronger at handling your own body weight. So then you can end up being less injury prone. A big thing as well is, you know, I don't know if anyone else has this, but someone might say to you, come on, we go play a game of football or we go play a game of basketball. And there's always these people who are just like really good at everything. Or like, no matter what they jump into, like, even if it came to like, come on, we'll all hop this wall, they're just like, they just do it like really easily and it looks like they've practiced it. And I found that when you do sports like CrossFit, where it's all about general physical preparedness, so just being prepared for everything, it's like, if let's say you went for a bit of a run but they haven't ran in months, like they're just not a runner, people who do like CrossFit seem to just be able to do a little bit of everything. Like, obviously you're not gonna be a master of anything when you're a jack of all trades like that, but if you work on getting good at just using your weight or using your body in every kind of position really functionally, I find that's one of my biggest goals. Is just like, no matter what life throws at me, I want to be able to just jump headfirst into it. So be that like swimming, a bit of gymnastics, weightlifting, Olympic weightlifting, having better mobility, just having like that strength in kind of all aspects of life, so that when I get thrown into a sport that I haven't done before, I'm able to hold my own. You're not going to be fantastic at it, because a lot of them sports take skills, or a lot of things in life take skills that you need to practice, but just being able to do things up to a certain level no matter what it is. And that's something I really, really want to get into. I've also started doing it because I think when you set a goal of a certain body composition, obviously your bar is going to move. But when your goal contains the way you look, you're going to just start being way too hard on yourself, because the way you look changes like literally day to day, and that affects so many things, like your social status when it comes to like the way you look, whereas performance doesn't really affect your social status that much. And when you put your value in your performance, you're only really doing it for yourself. I think that's a much more intrinsic motivation that it takes to improve your performance. That's why I've kind of gone more towards that side of things rather than trying to like look good for a camera or for other people or for Instagram, because that's not really something, if I really think about it, it's not something I care about. If someone said, oh, if you pay me 10 quid, you'll just have abs by tomorrow, I'd probably do it because, you know, that's easy. But is it something that I really want to do? Is it something I want to put a lot of time into? Is it something I want to invest like my mind into? And then if I don't have it, I'm going to be let down. Like, it really isn't, because it's not good. Like, I know, you have to kind of know yourself. You have to have the self-awareness to know that that's going to affect your eating, your training, the way you look at yourself. And if you're like me, where you get obsessed over things, it's just not a good way of looking at it. Obviously, I'd love if, based on my performance, my body composition improved as like a byproduct of me working towards performance. That'd be great, but I'm definitely not going to go looking to get lean just for the sake of getting lean. Another thing, just from working in the fitness industry for the last few months, I've realized that a lot of it is just smoke and mirrors. And I always knew that a lot of these Instagram influencers or just like people who work in gyms and stuff, a lot of them, you know, they're just really good salesmen. And they're not actually that knowledgeable, and they don't have the intentions of just wanting to help people. And to be honest, that is something that shocked me, because when I went into this industry, I was hoping that, oh, these are all people who are into fitness and health and feeling good and helping people, and everyone would try and lift each other up. So that's something that I found when joining CrossFit. People really do, like the CrossFit box that I'm a member of now, their logo is like, we rise by lifting up other people. Whereas I found in the fitness industry, most people try to get themselves up by stepping on the heads of other people and pushing other people down. And it was something that surprised me, because when you're in an industry that's about making people feel good, feel better about who they are, and just to be happy, and that's what it supposedly promotes, the fact that most people in the industry, like personal trainers, are the most insecure people I've ever met in my life. I am a personal trainer. And I'll be the first one to say that I'm very insecure about a lot of things. But I found that most personal trainers seem to deal with it by bitching about each other, saying like, look at the way this person's training and stuff. I've actually heard people saying that they've seen other PTs steal their exercises. I was like, what are you talking about? You didn't invent any exercises, but that's just the way people think. And it's because people usually get into personal training or fitness because they're insecure about their abilities, about the way they look. So they just turn it into their job. And then they think by bringing down other people, it'll make them feel better. So that was something I found with the fitness industry that really kind of pissed me off, to be honest. And I was really disappointed to find that out. So with CrossFit, like, you can say what you want about it, but the community aspect of it seems to be fantastic compared to other aspects. Like most commercial gyms with like bodybuilders, even like strongmen seem to have a much more, people who are into like performance of powerlifting seem to have a much better like for helping each other and for supporting each other. Whereas when it comes to like bodybuilding, it's like the way you're comparing the way you look to someone else. And I've even heard bodybuilders, like big time bodybuilders, when they lose, the stuff they say about the person who won, calling it a fix, calling it everything. And it's just a very unhealthy sport. So if you are working towards a goal right now, and it's like based on the way you look, based on your physique, your body composition, and that's not really something that you want to do for the rest of your life, and you're doing it because you think it'll impress other people, give it up now, because you're never going to be happy by chasing that dream. And as soon as you get to the point that you had thought you always wanted to get to, your bar will have moved. And then you're just going to be leaner, you're going to be bigger, and there's always going to be somewhere leaner or bigger than you. But when you go for a performance and you just figure out what it is that you really want to get good at, get good at that. As soon as you get good at that, celebrate the achievement and then move on to the next thing. And just, you can always, in performance, you can always improve. Getting lean, there's only so lean you can get, and you can't sustain that. Performance, by improving your performance, you can also improve your health. You can improve. Does anyone, like, if you've ever tried a CrossFit session or like a high intensity training session where you're going like all out, you can barely breathe because you're pushing yourself so hard, your muscles are burning, everything's sore. I know it sounds terrible, but that's what I live for. Like that feeling you get afterwards, or the feeling while you're doing it, when everyone else is just there, like when you want to give up and you just don't, I think that's the best feeling you could ever have. And how you only really get that when you push yourself towards performance and towards just like pushing yourself physically. I don't get that same thing from trying to starve myself. All I get with that is a bad relationship with food. Yet that's what's promoted most of the time. Because the real goal anyone has is to just be as happy as possible. And I don't think there are many people in this world that are more happy by being the leanest or look the biggest. But I think a lot of people are happy when they know that they're putting their all into something and pushing themselves hard and trying to achieve. So that's just my thoughts on the whole fitness industry, why CrossFit has kind of a bad name and why I think it shouldn't. And I just think when it comes to your Instagram, it's something I talk about with a lot of my guests. I think everyone should cull the people that they follow down a lot. Even if that means you have to unfollow me on Instagram, that's fine. If you only like my podcast, you don't need to follow me on Instagram. If you only like my Instagram, you don't have to follow my podcast. Whatever. But be very careful about who you follow, because I know even myself, I know I have to do a lot of stuff on my phone for work, but I could have like 5 or 6 hour average days on how much time I spend on my phone between WhatsApp, notes, type messages through my online coaching app, through Instagram, TikTok, whatever, wherever I'm posting stuff, or even like making videos and editing them on my phone, which I do sometimes. That time all adds up to like maybe 4 or 5 hours a day. And when you think about you being the product of the 5 people you spend the most time with, if you're spending that long on social media and the people you spend the most time with are through social media, doesn't have to be people who are there in real life, that's going to have a massive effect on you. So you have to really be cautious with your time and who you spend the most time with, because that's going to change you. If you're listening to a lot of negative people, if you're listening to a lot of conspiracy theories, if you listen to a lot of positive people, that's going to have a positive effect. It's not all bad. It can be used in a good or bad way. So just make sure you do that. Because I think it's something now, it's just getting worse and worse. And like, it's great. Social media can be the best thing in the world. It's like, it can build you up. It can be great for your business. It can make you, it can connect you with some of the best people in the world instantly. Like, that's how I get most of my podcast guests, and some of them are people who I thought I'd never get on, and I've got them on already, and I'm only quite new to this. So it's great if you use it that way, but just be very conscious of the effects it's going to have on you based on what kind of people that you're following. So yeah, that's kind of all for today. It's a quick one, short one. I don't like to ramble on too long when it's just myself. I prefer to get other people's opinions on things, get other guests. So if you did enjoy this episode, or if you've enjoyed any episode, please share it to your Instagram stories, or wherever you can share it. And also send me DMs with who you think we should get onto the podcast, or who I should get onto the podcast. There's no one else involved in this, it's just me. And what other topics you would like to hear, or any questions you'd like me to ask other people. So if you remember when I had Nick Littlehills on, he said he's the sports sleep coach, he's known as the guy who taught Ronaldo how to sleep. If you had any questions for him, to send them on. If I came up with a list of questions, he said he'd be happy to come back on again and answer your questions. So yeah, any questions you have, any topics you'd like to hear, any feedback will be greatly appreciated. DM me on Instagram at @DavidHessianPT, or just send me a message whatever way you want. Thanks again for listening. Have a great day, everybody.